This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence joined the nation in paying tribute to the late senator and war hero John McCain.
On behalf of a grateful nation, we will ever remember that John McCain served his country, and John McCain served his country honorably.
At the U.S. Capitol building, McCain's coffin rested on a wooden platform, which was first used in 1865 to support the casket of assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. Numerous people came through to pay their respects on Friday to Senator McCain.
There's no one to take his place unless it was me. I'd be like him. I wouldn't take anything off anybody, and I would do the best for the country that I could.
Two former presidents, Republican George W. Bush and Democrat Barack Obama, will deliver remarks at today's memorial service here in Washington. McCain will be buried Sunday at his college alma mater, the U.S. Naval Academy. He died last Saturday at the age of 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. President Trump notified Congress he plans to sign a trade agreement with Mexico within 90 days after talks ended with Canada without an immediate deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement. The talks were overshadowed by reports Mr. Trump had boasted any deal with Canada would be totally on U.S. terms. Canada's Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland.
We're looking for a good deal, not just any deal, and we will only agree to a deal that is a good deal for Canada. We're not there yet.
Canada rejoined the talks to revamp the North American Free Trade Agreement after Mexico and the U.S. announced a bilateral deal. This is VOA News. President Trump is threatening to withdraw the United States from the World Trade Organization if the global trade group does not, in his words, shape up. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
In a Bloomberg News interview, President Trump said the agreement to establish the WTO was the single worst trade deal ever made. A U.S. withdrawal could cripple one of the foundations of the global trading system, which the U.S. was instrumental in creating. Trump has said the WTO's dispute settlement process has been unfavorable to the United States, but said during the interview the U.S. began winning lawsuits last year against trading partners that have fought back against U.S. tariffs. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Trump administration has cut funding to the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees, calling the organization irredeemably flawed. Chris Gunness, a U.N. spokesperson, said the organization rejects in the strongest possible terms the criticism that UNRWA schools, health centers, and emergency assistance programs are unredeemably flawed. He said the World Bank has described UNRWA's activities as global public good and recognized it for running one of the most effective school systems in the region, in which students regularly outperform their peers who are in public schools. The online career network LinkedIn says it is working with law enforcement after finding fake profiles that appear to come from China. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
LinkedIn says it suspects Chinese espionage activity is behind the targeting of some of its users. Earlier this month, it says it found fake profiles and accounts being misused to connect with LinkedIn members who work at political organizations. This week, it says it believes this is the work of nation-state actors. An official with the National Counterintelligence and Security Center tells Reuters the government told LinkedIn this was China's effort to recruit possible spies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The funeral for soul superstar Aretha Franklin took place Friday in the U.S. city of Detroit, Michigan, where she died August 16th from complications of pancreatic cancer. Queen of Soul was remembered by a number of people from all walks of life, including former U.S. President Bill Clinton, comedian and entertainment mogul Tyler Perry, and the legendary actress Cicely Tyson. Franklin's final days were treated as if it were a royal goodbye. Her casket rode in a white hearse that carried the body of her father, Minister C.O. Franklin, in 1991, and civil rights leader Rosa Parks. In 2005. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.